This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know? I know you know this is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. You knew that. Jennifer Horn is here. You knew that. Victoria Keelan was here. You knew that. But did you know that your brain was 2% of your body weight, but it actually takes 20% of the energy in your body to power your brain? Do you know how many
more
watts
than that.
Are you looking? You look well. Right. Depends on the time of day, probably, and whatever other exercise is going on. But this is a way for you to think about why you need to get enough rest and why you need to eat well, take care of your body. So thinking, we're having a pandemic of bad thinking, I think, amongst other things. We really are not doing a good job of teaching people how to think. And you can see evidence of that all over the place during these times. But how much, do you know actually how much power it takes to drain? Good, Doug. Drain your brain. To fuel your brain? Take a guess.
I'm going to drain my brain about 7 hours on the radio every day.
There you go. The average person's brain, think about a light bulb. What's the average size? 75 watts? How much, when you're putting in new replacement light bulbs, you put in what, 75 watt bulbs, 100 watt bulbs? Or do you put in lesser? What do you put in for wattage? Come
on. I usually
on.
Put
you
know, in like 100, like 100 watts, usually,
yeah.
I think. Well, wattage is all different. Less. Wattage is all different now because of LED bulbs.
LEDs. Yeah.
So, right. Yeah, it's like the old-fashioned whatever 100-watt bulb is, you're really using now like a 40-watt.
I like the old-fashioned ones.
Well, you know, as we've talked about, there are so many studies that LED lights are just really bad for your health overall.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Okay, so the answer to the question, how many watts does it take to run your brain, it's 20. Your brain actually has been measured at using the average brain uses 20 watts of electricity to operate pretty much constantly.
That's a pretty, is that where the saying, you know, someone's kind of dim?
Bright light.
Is that like,
yeah.
And a light bulb over your head. Ding. Yeah. 20 watt bulbs, not that bright.
Now, is that a GIF? The having a light bulb?
Oh, my God. No. Look at your iPhone. I sent you what a GIF is.
And I had to go run to
Jen, he's obsessed now. And
I want to know what a GIF is. Right.
Well, look at your iPhone and you'll see.
All right, boss. I'll do that. In the meantime, Jennifer, restaurants.
I'm just going to keep sending GIFs all day.
Hotels. What? The future of the restaurant business and where it's going. This is the most fragile in the economy when you look at things like this. I got takeout for the first time since all this started. It was an interesting education Saturday night. I ordered fish and stuff for a couple, and it was interesting. I ordered it, and they gave me a number, and I went over and picked it up, and it was okay. It was just weird. The person came out with a mask on. Of course, you'd expect that. And she was standing next to the car, and as soon as Daisy smelled what was going on, she jumped in my lap and had her nose out the window. And said, oh, isn't she sweet? So she stood there and talked to me for 5 minutes while the food was getting cold. So I wonder how many people go through that. And what keeps when Grubhub or any of these other places deliver food to you, how does it stay warm? Let's say the restaurant's 10 minutes away.
Well, it's like a pizza thing.
Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them carry them in bags to keep your stuff warm, and other times it just depends. I mean, I accept the fact that I reheat all of my takeout.
Yeah. Well, and also, I think by the time, if you went to go pick it up yourself, it would probably, there'd be a cooling off period, pardon the expression, but there'd be a cooling off period if you went to go get the food or if Grubhub does. So I think you just expect it's going to be not piping hot out of the oven.
Well, we sat on the picnic table at the farm, and it didn't get warm. It was actually kind of chilly Saturday night, but it was a nice, and it was an interesting exercise just kind of see how, I know everybody says, well, welcome to the world, that's what everybody else is doing. I don't. I generally cook for myself, and you all know what an expert cook I am, putting lots of different. I probably should start. You know what I was thinking of doing? A cookbook. Doug and his
cookbook. It would be a very short cookbook.
Mm, yeah.
Really?
It would say this. Take whatever is in the refrigerator, dump it into a pot, cook.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
What I'd say.
What's the restaurant of the future, or maybe the actual restaurant of the day, going to look like, Jennifer?
Well, President Trump met with restaurant leaders this week to discuss just exactly what that is going to look like and try to get people back in gear to start opening up. There, of course, restaurants are still under the guidelines of state and local rules. So there are always the state health orders that are in place that restaurants have to contend with. But the CDC released a list of guidelines as to what the restaurant of the future will look like. They want you to develop a plan to protect employees who are considered high risk. So that would be employees with hypertension, obesity, diabetes, maybe age. They want you to adhere to strict hygiene and sanitation practices. That includes hand washing, intensified cleaning, and ventilation. Employees must wear a face covering as feasible, is what the guidelines say. They also say social distancing will be the new normal. So prepare for more drive-through alternatives, more carry-out, curbside delivery, inside the restaurant, spaced-out tables and stools, and smaller party sizes. I know for sure, the big groups of the past, those will be gone for a little while.
You mean we're not having a birthday party for you at Ruth's, Chris, anymore?
Not anymore. We'll have to do it at home. It'll be black market birthday. There are also the things like serving station, buffet-style dining. That's going to be a thing of the past. People will not be allowed to do buffets or salad bars. Owners are going to restrict employees' shared spaces to rotation or staggering shifts if feasible. They have to go through a whole new safety and health protocol training about cleanliness and sanitation. And then one of the other new elements will be that all menus have to be disposable. So this is going to be a different cost for restaurant owners. It seems that some people are looking
into plastic, gooky.
Yeah, paper. Well, paper placemats.
Yeah.
That would probably have the menu written on them, and that could be disposed of every time, or mm-hmm. disposable paper menus. That's going to be new. I don't know how it's going to look for fine dining, because I think for people who are looking for that dining experience, I'm not sure how many people are going to return with paper menus and, you know, serve staff that's wearing the mask and just sort of throwing things down and staying away from you. I don't know.
Yeah,
it'll
the
be
mannequins
interesting.
And a place in...
But I do think... You know, in some places, like, I'm trying to think of the chain. It could be Chili's or Friday's. Some of the chains already have the table ordering, which they have, like, the iPad on the table where you can actually place your own order when you want something. We may see more of that with disinfecting those devices in between users. That's a possibility. Maybe that's how you have less interaction with other people. But I really believe, and it's sad to say, that the restaurant industry is probably going to slowly recover because most people are either afraid to go out, or if they go out, they're going to be upset with the different experience they're going to get.
It's a very treacherous business. So now let's fast forward and think about it in terms of what goes on at the hotel. You go to the breakfast, if you're traveling, I always eat at the breakfast buffet.
Not anymore.
And, sure, well, that's because they don't have any of these things anymore. You can't get the food service at the, I'm wondering about food service in the Stop and Shop or any of the supermarkets. You're going to be able to go in there and get stuff and take it out. That's something that has been a mainstay. Lunches at work, lunches at dinner at home. You know, you pick the stuff and put it in a box and they weigh it and you're gone. They've stopped all of that around here. I think it pretty much stopped it everywhere. But I was looking at an overview of what's going on at the Hilton Hotels, the Marriott, how they're planning. The pools will be closed, right, this summer?
Yeah, they're not going to do the pools. They're also, I was reading about, because I think one of the most interesting case studies in all this, and I don't mean in a good way, is Las Vegas, how Las Vegas is going to get reopened again. And I was reading a story about MGM. They're only going to allow 20% occupancy in their hotels. Think about what that's going to do to their industry. I mean, obviously, you're going to have less employees. They're going to have to obviously go through tremendous staffing cuts because...
Well, but think of the what it costs them to run these big, huge...
Absolutely.
In Las Vegas, these huge hotels. Wow. How are you going to make a business survive out of that? And once again, what are we doing to hold the Chinese accountable for what they've done? That's the thing that comes out. Every one of these discussions for me is, what are we doing? We've talked about how we're going to almost require, hopefully, President Trump says, one of his good moves is to have all the drugs manufactured here in our country. We must do that. We have to do that with pretty much everything as quickly as we can. So this is life after COVID-19, the buffet. I always have loved the buffet. Gonzo. No more buffets. Ugh. You don't like buffets.
I'd be fine if buffets never come back. Well, if you think about it, every single time any health inspector does a report, any restaurant that has buffets, they're always, that's where all the violations are.
Think about cruise ships.
Ugh, that's gross. Yeah.
Yeah. The pizza parlor. All right. By the way, our clip of the day at DJVShow.com is about Grubhub, and this has become quite a focus. The food delivery services are a big deal now, as you know. So is Grubhub gouging you? There's a lot of that conversation. We've had it two or three times here. It is a problem to be aware of. So check it out. Our conversations sometimes are silly, fun, informative, all those things. The clip of the day at DJVShow.com. You can follow us on social media as well. Facebook.com/DJVShow is a good way for you to reference. And then go to the website. You can either listen to the full program every day or you can hear the clip of the day. That's at DJVShow.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
This is sponsored by Chase Bank. Millions of consumers will be receiving their stimulus check in the coming weeks. For most, it will be deposited directly to their bank account. But countless others will receive a paper check in the mail, which may not come until late summer. For consumers who lack access to a bank account, there is still time to open one online, and that could help them get access to their money faster and more safely. Banks offer many options for most people, including those without banking experience or those starting over financially. Many of these provide access to mobile banking. One example is Chase Secure Banking. It has all of the benefits of Chase, no overdraft fees or fees to deposit checks. Plus, you can send money digitally, receive funds, and pay bills. To learn more about Chase Secure Banking, visit chase.com/securebanking. To learn more about other affordable and safe bank account options, and to join the Bank On movement, visit covidbanking.joinbankon.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You know how crazy the government is? The House and the Senate are suing the Small Business Administration to get financial aid to farmers. That's how messed up our country is. The SBA won't loan money or give money to farmers because they say it's not in it's not justified by their charter. So the House and Senate is suing them to get them to check. This is so crazy. Wow, what a world. 21 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Right now, Home Sweet Home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We're standing by peaceful waters. Standing by peaceful waters. Whoa,
tribute time. That's John Prine there. We all know he's passed away. And so, in Music and News, this is interesting. Second annual All the Best Fest, which was curated by Prine and his label, along with Music Cruise Company Sixth Man. It's been put off till next year. Prine was going to headline the event, which was supposed to be in November, for the second straight year. But after his death, he had COVID-19. The Dominican Republic-based festival will be turned into a celebration and tribute to his life and his career. Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Steve Earle, Margot Price, Iris DeMont, John Hyatt, members of Prime's backing band, are all in the lineup. All the Best Fest, scheduled for the 19th to the 23rd next year of May at the Breathless Plus Now Onyx Resorts at Punta Cana. Is that so? It's called Breathless and Onyx Resorts? Is that what it's called? Fiona Prine, John's widow, said, quote, "We look forward to being with you all to remember and celebrate your friend and our beloved husband, Dad, and Grandpa. Please keep yourself safe and healthy till then. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for all your kind messages. They really have helped." In the year before he died, Prine had written a couple of songs which he had planned to record this summer. His last show was in Paris in February. He might as well have danced off stage, his wife said. He was so proud that he did the show. It was sold out, and they loved him. It felt like a victory lap for him. So this is a song called Be Afraid, Jason Isbell singing. So he, Prine, wrote this, yeah?
No, that's just Jason Isbell. But,
Okay.
Yeah, but it's kind of funny that, like, no one's worried about the bad booze in Dominican Republic anymore. So, remember that was, like, the big scandal that was killing people?
Yeah.
So, now it's going to be a COVID thing. But I think, obviously, until this, if this is postponed until November of 2021, if we don't have a handle on it by then... Oh, no, it's May. So next spring,
May.
We should be fine.
Year from now. Yeah, absolutely. All right, next up here, musically speaking, at 26 after the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug, British Jamaican label Island Records announcing the One Love COVID relief auction to provide aid during the situation we're in. The event, hosted by Pose actor and writer Billy Porter, will be broadcast live on the 21st of this week, 1 o'clock Eastern Time. Items for auction include a pair of Amy Winehouse's stilettos, a rare Bob Marley print signed by Ziggy Marley, a guitar signed by Shawn Mendes, a virtual one-on-one banjo lesson with Wynton Marsalis.
No, Winston Marshall.
Him too.
Of Mumford and Sons.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Maybe Wynton plays banjo, but I doubt it.
Nick Drake care package is going to be included. Signed books, handwritten cards. A couple of tickets to see Grace Jones headline Meltdown Festival next year. A three-night stay for two at the Studio Cottage, Strawberry Hill Hotel in Jamaica. So there you go. Proceeds from the auction will be donated to NHS charities together with Feeding America, providing food and other necessities for those in financial distress due to the ongoing crisis. Yeah, so you want to bid on these lots? You got to register in advance with Island's partner Omega Auctions. All the lots are available to view. Place bids on, there's an online catalog, see them there. Most auctions, I'm participating in some farm auctions here and there, and most of those are all online now. You don't have to go to them, you just go online. But then you have to go and get the stuff.
Well, shipping a tractor is probably a lot more difficult than shipping a good...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Federal Reserve Chairman has good news and bad news as the pandemic continues. Jerome Powell yesterday predicting some dire numbers for the U.S. economy in the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic, but also saying that things should rebound by the end of this year.
I would say the main thing is to get back on the road to recovery. After that, the path is going to depend on a range of things. It's very plausible that the economy will take some time to gather momentum.
Powell saying yesterday on CBS's 60 Minutes that unemployment could reach 25%, and he expects job losses to continue into next month, but he says many of those losses will be temporary and not permanent. Tropical Storm Arthur bringing heavy winds and rains to North Carolina's coast, but it's expected to veer eastward into the ocean later today. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Details are coming out about what the recently fired State Department Inspector General was working on that may have lost him his job. NBC News is reporting that former IG Steve Linick was investigating whether Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a staffer do personal chores for him, from walking his dog to picking up laundry to making dinner reservations for Pompeo and his wife. Details of the investigation were given to Congress last week after Linick's firing. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he believes the vast majority of his backers will vote for Joe Biden in the November election. On ABC's This Week, the former Democratic presidential hopeful said Biden is beginning to grasp the importance of understanding where working class and young voters are coming from. Sanders pointing to issues like climate change, the minimum wage, and student loan debt. A former Buffalo Bills first-round NFL pick is under arrest. Ed Oliver, the team's draft choice in 2019, arrested on Saturday night in Houston, charged with driving while intoxicated and unlawfully carrying a weapon. Police say Oliver had an open beer can between his legs and appeared very nervous when officers pulled him over. A later search of his Ford Super Duty pickup truck turned up a pistol as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Four at the hour now on the DJD program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Victoria's trying to school me in Giphy or Jiffy images, but it's the GI should be GIF. JI is GIF.
But this has been a thing since the beginning. There are some George, it's not Gorge, so there are soft G's, and this is one of them.
I always love
it.
When your voice trails off as a disgust, why the hell doesn't he know that?
Not you. I'm just saying
everybody kind of makes a mistake about this.
Yeah, okay, it's been an exhaustive debate for years and years and years.
So why didn't we change it? Who came up with that in the first place? Who comes up with this stuff? Memes. Where'd that come from? Who came up with the word meme?
Well, I don't know about meme, but GIF stands for graphic something format.
Well, you send me
interface,
a
cow. I
think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it? Okay. So
I
you
send
me
a bunch of GIFs so you can see what they are. And you can try to describe it now because you put me on the spot. And I'm like, well, it's one of those things. It's hard to describe. But
well, here you send me a picture of cows talking. Is that an example of you taking
all the all the images I sent you are GIFs.
Uh-huh. Okay. Got it.
It's the cow with the wig and the Beyonce fan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to be there, I guess. Who understands all that stuff? Does your mother understand all that stuff?
Oh,
she
God,
gets
no.
that? She? No, okay.
No. But she's not she's not a paragon of, you know, tech savvy, so I wouldn't really use her as an example.
Well,
I bet Jen's mom knows, Jen's dad knows what GIFs are, or or at least
my mom
sees them on their phone.
Yeah.
But your dad has seen it on the phone, right?
I'm thinking your father is pretty clueless when it comes to that stuff.
Well, I mean, he just doesn't know what it's called. He's like, have you seen this thing? Have you? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right, the lawyer for this, the lawyer for the big stars. Remember last Friday we were talking about how he's being sort of ransomed for 21, or at least it was 21 last Friday. Apparently those numbers have changed, Victoria.
Yeah, Alan Grubman, he's a New York-based attorney, and he, well, he has offices in New York and L.A., lots and lots of celebrity clients. And so the hackers, he refused to deal with them. He literally pulled a Harrison Ford, I don't negotiate with terrorists. And so now they have doubled their ransom to $42 million. And the latest is that they claim that they have, or that if their demands are not met, they're going to reveal quote unquote dirty laundry on President Trump. And they also are now name checking.
You're the first guy on the block to do that? Come on. Who's going to be worried about that?
I don't know. They're also name checking Lady Gaga, Madonna, Mariah Carey, U2, Bruce Springsteen, Priyanka Chopra, and Bette Midler. They're also apparently they believe that
they have. I would actually like to see a house party with all those people.
Yeah, right. So they believe, I guess, that they have enough info on all of those Hollywood and music stars that they believe that they can get this $42 million. Now, what they have done, which is kind of damaging, they have all these, they had access to the confidential documents, 756 gigs of all these documents, contracts, personal emails, things like that. And what they did was they stole all that info, and then they went into the server and they deleted a bunch of stuff off the server, so it's gone forever. And then the stuff that they left, they encrypted it themselves. So the firm's backups are now encrypted in a way that the firm can't access them, but the hackers can. So it's getting really, really ugly at this point. The FBI is heavily involved in this now. And so they basically said to Grubman, we'll destroy your company. We're going to destroy everything. We'll tear you down to the ground, was their quote. They also said, Mr. Trump, if you want to stay president, poke a sharp stick at the guys. Otherwise, you may forget this ambition forever. And to you, voters,
what the hell do these people think they are? And why can't we, if we have people that can figure out how to do this, why can't we reverse it and go after people like these, find these people?
Well, they're trying to. There's a cybersecurity firm that's trying to essentially do what you're saying, is to trace their digital footprint. It's not that easy. This is very complex stuff. And the FBI, even their cybersecurity division, they're so far behind. And for the last 10 years, we've been hearing lots of politicians, everybody else saying, you know, cybersecurity is something we need to invest in. People, and look, we know what happened when Mark Zuckerberg sat in front of the Senate. That's going to be burned in everyone's brain forever. When, I forget which genius senator asked him about his iPhone, he goes, that's not my company. He didn't even know that Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook had nothing to do with an iPhone. So this is the level that we're at here.
Right.
You know, teaching you about a Jiffy is nothing compared to what is really going on behind the scenes with cybersecurity and how lacking we are. So we'll see where this goes, but... I don't think it's going to.
But
end
if
well.
We're now, let's kind of double down on this for a minute. We're in a war with China, and much of it is over technology.
A lot of Chinese hackers too.
There are. Then I wouldn't be surprised if the Chinese were behind this.
Well, the Chinese hackers are normally they're typically North Korean, but China protects them and allows them to live in China, so they have access to more tech. There are North Korean hackers who are in North Korea, but from everything that we've read so far, they don't have the total sophistication that China does, and so they allow those North Korean hackers to travel back and forth, you know, not freely, obviously.
My point is that if we're at war and we're not the best at our game, then we got a real problem.
We are not.
We're supposed to be the best
by far,
and we are not. Mm-hmm. And so we got people like this pulling these stunts And who knows what they could do. If they can do that with a private firm like this lawyer Grubman's office, then yep. What's to keep them from breaking into the Pentagon or into the Internal Revenue Service or into any of these agencies? I mean, this is showing a weak spot that we ought not to be. There's so much weak here. We've spent so much time and wasted so much energy arguing back and forth, these clowns that are Democrats and Republicans in the name of whatever it is, control. Meanwhile, we're sitting on with our thumb in a place that's very uncomfortable, and we continue to get routed by this sort of thing. It may be two kids in a basement someplace. Who knows? But we are really sticking it to ourselves.
This is a bit more sophisticated than two kids in
a basement. And we're spending $700 billion to make new ships? Why? We should be spending $700 billion to figure out how to make sure nobody gets us in terms of technology.
Part of the theory behind the Space Force is to deal with stuff like this. People go, oh, it's Donald Trump wanting to go play Marvin the Martian, but it's really not. It's about satellites. It's about tracking technology. It's about protecting us from threats like this one. And other one, people don't talk about the biggest threats is obviously a cyber attack. Obviously, probably the biggest, I think, physical threat to us is having North Korea drop like an electromagnetic field, essentially, an EMT that would actually knock everybody's power out. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I was going to say our utility grids have just basically no protection
whatsoever. And so while people are kind of chuckling about the idea of the Space Force, that's the kind of thing that we need to really be working on, because our wars are not going to be fought on battlefields forever. They're going to be fought from somebody's living room or command center across the globe. So we have to figure out how to best combat that.
That's why we shouldn't be spending $70 billion building ships and planes and making the warmongers and the military industrial complex richer while we all go to the poorhouse. Not a smart move, frankly. The coronavirus cases now about 1.5 million apparently. Over the weekend, restrictions relaxed even more. How many people were on the beach in Los Angeles over the weekend? Jennifer, what did you see on the beach where you were, Victoria? You had some dramatic stories about what was going on the beach near your house.
Well, Friday was 83 degrees here and sunny, and it was gorgeous. And so in the little village that we live in on the water here on the beach, it was packed. So I got out of Dodge and went to a different town, and everyone was socially distanced and wearing masks, you know, on your way in and out. And then once you're on the beach, you don't need to wear a mask. But it seems like this area that we're in right now, where I live, might have been a cluster that, you know, for the next opening weekend of Memorial Day weekend, which the weather is not going to be good, so I don't know how many people are even going to be near the beach, but that is a bit of a saving grace because, you know, when it hits 83, everybody had coolers packed and it looked like a regular
beach. Let's go to the beach!
Yep.
Virginia Beach looked like it was really crowded, too. That was the big gotcha photo, I think, that was circulating around. L.A. didn't
seem
to...
Very humid and hot down there, yeah.
There were a lot of people out this weekend, more cars than I have ever seen, and that's pretty consistent with a couple of surveys, like Gallup saying that the number of people who are actually social distancing is down. People are kind of... I don't know, as the weather gets warmer, people are getting antsy. I think they just want to get outside.
Well, wasn't there at Palm Beach, where the beach has been open for a couple of 3 weeks, the numbers have gone up in the last week or 10 days as to the number of people who have the virus and being treated for it. And this is what you're going to see. It is what it is, and that's we all have different ways of measuring whether we're doing the appropriate thing or not. I was trying to figure out how to go. My primary care physician is in L.A., and I needed to get a few things checked out, and I need some dental work done. So I just, you know, kind of as my casual approach to this, get online at AA to book a flight. And there were 5 flights in each direction, direct flights, Boston, L.A., and back in every day. There are no more. None. They were running one. Now they're not running any. So instead of taking the normal 5 hours and whatever to go coast to coast, now it's an 8-hour trip because they got to go through Dallas. And this is one of the things, you know, I'm looking at the seat chart and how many people are in there, what it costs to do it. You know, it's only $100 more to fly first class than it is to fly in the back now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, but under the circumstances.
Well, how much is a regular coach ticket? Because the prices gone up?
Yeah, twice what they were. Yeah, but it's in the high 400s. To do a coast-to-coast, sit in the back experience versus $600 to sit up front. And it just, but I could all winter long, $300 was what I would pay, go back and forth. And so you look at these, and then I'm looking at the seat charts, and there are not that many people on the plane anyway. And so, you're dealing with
it. I think
some
of the images that people, the doctor who now has, he's the infectious disease doctor who said he got COVID through his eyes on the plane.
Yeah.
And he posted pictures. He said he should not have gotten on the plane because the plane was packed.
Well, I just
and
did,
I think when you see those images, people get scared away from flying.
Well, when I talked to my kids over the weekend, I'm thinking to myself, okay. And now I said to you off the air, I'm wondering whether I'm going to do this or not. I mean, is this stuff, I have some things that I want to get attended to, but do I want to go into this mess? And, you know, should I know better? Should I not worry about it because I travel a lot and not be, I think at this point, maybe I'll say, I'll wait a while and see what happens.
Well, I think you have to weigh the risk. I mean, what's going to go wrong if you don't go to your doctor or get your dental work done? What's going to happen?
Nothing serious. So, yeah, maybe, and if I can't see the kids or spend a lot of time with them, that's my real reason for going anyway. Maybe I'll just say, well, we'll see.
Make the appointment to get the antibody test, and then you'll know if you've had it or not.
Except I got to go there to get it.
You could probably get a referral somewhere near you.
Yeah, I probably could. All right, food for thought here at 46 after the hour on today's DJV program.
As unemployment numbers continue to climb, the American Medical Association is working to increase awareness of health care coverage options for the recently uninsured. AMA President Dr. Patrice A. Harris has advice for those seeking coverage.
Because of the current pandemic, millions of people have unexpectedly lost their health insurance, but there are options. The first thing we encourage is to check with their employer. They may be able to extend insurance through COBRA. There are also options under the Affordable Care Act through the Marketplace Exchange, and they can get further information on that by going to healthcare.gov. And finally, they should check with their state Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program to see if they are eligible and if they are eligible for subsidies.
Here's what we know.
People without health insurance live sicker and die younger. The AMA believes that everyone should have access to affordable, meaningful coverage, and we will continue to advocate for that access.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become
become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Protogrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Protogrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Three past the hour on the DJV program. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit is not able to be with us today, so I thought it appropriate, and I think Victoria agreed, to do some food news because we're being affected so much more than ever. We're always affected by what's going on in our food supply chain, but just so much, it's so different now, thinking about what is in our food. You know, did you know that 100 years ago, Victoria, mercury and arsenic were at the base of most drugs, and it was acceptable to have that in our food supply as well? And now think about where we are and what's going on, as a matter of fact. So the restaurant situation, Postmates has launched a new feature for its on-demand delivery platform called Curbside Pickup, which the company says is an industry first. So why is that? Postmates is, for me, the stuff you stick on the thing. What do you call those?
No, it's not a Post-it. Postmates is it's a delivery service. It's just like any other seamless Grubhub. Yeah, yeah. It's DoorDash, same thing. But this is the first time the other apps don't let you order through the app and then use curbside pickup. So Postmates is the first one to do it. I suspect all the others will probably follow. But it makes it easier. Once you get there, you do everything through the app. And once you arrive at the restaurant, you hit the check-in button. It's all in real time. And then someone from the restaurant brings your food out to your car.
Yeah.
And then they either hand it to you or put it in your trunk or whatever you prefer. But it's all done through the app, which makes it a lot easier. Instead of, calling the individual restaurant and saying, hey, do you guys do curbside? And, what's the procedure? So it's kind of...
So what does it cost to use things like this to get food delivered, groceries delivered? What does that cost?
Well, Postmates is just restaurant delivery, so there's always a fee. You know, there's a service charge that you pay for all of them. Instacart, same thing. Instacart is just the grocery shopping site, which I've been using a lot, and it's been great. But you pay a service fee. You know, you pay for the convenience of having someone do your grocery shopping for you.
All right. So there's the story on Postmates. Next up, we all have lots of reasons not to like the Chinese government, and sometimes what they do over there seems so foreign to us, including the fact that the Chinese are buying up donkeys. And I'm wondering what the horses and donkeys have hoofs and gelatin produced from the hooves and sometimes from hides, key ingredient in one of the things that I guess the bottom line here is they're using this for two reasons. One, because they're eating the donkeys. Two, because they're using what's left when they send them to the rendering house. There's a new kind of a remedy that they're, a natural remedy supposedly, that ails people who have colds and have trouble sleeping, that sort of thing. Looking at the number of donkeys, apparently the number of donkeys in China the numbers dwindled from 11 million to 6 million. So they're going to be using these things fast. They go to Africa. They import donkeys from countries all across the continent. Niger recently became the latest African state to ban exports of donkeys because of all of the donkeys the Chinese government was. They took earlier this year 80,000 animals, donkeys, from Niger back to China. So another, as I said, reason not to like them. Let's see here. 45,000 donkeys were slaughtered in 6 months from another country in Africa. Governments that trade with China have an obligation to their people to regulate trade. This is Kenya, South Africa making the most noise down here. But apparently the black market, because the governments have shut down the availability of donkeys to the Chinese, there's a black market now, Victoria. And that's flourishing.
This whole thing makes me sick.
I don't know. China has a great history and heritage of, you know, go back to the Ming Dynasty, when there were two separate Chinas, the Wall of China that was built, Mongolians on one side and the Mings on the other. And culturally, they were so advanced. So what gets a country to go so far off track like this? You know, you can point the finger at China, at the communists. But there was stuff going on in the country. First of all, it's too big. And the interests of people that are in the Mongolian side don't equate at all to the people who are on the east side of China at all. So there's that. But it just seems like they talk about things going awry. Wow. All right, so there's the latest on...
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.